a Tennessee Young Farmer, part of the POW program. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
Partaking in the Partnering Ag Leaders American Farm Bureau Conference Class 7 has started this week, and have the distinct privilege to be along 10 other great young leaders across the country.
Rutherford County's Brandon Witt has been in New York City this week as part of a special group of young agricultural leaders from across the country who are part of the American Farm Bureau's 7th class of the Partners in Agricultural Leadership Honors Program, or POW program.
We have met together this week in New York City to really embrace media head-on and look at some of the outstanding issues that are facing agriculture right now and really getting down into the meat and potatoes of some of the issues and how to combat those and how to portray a correct message, not only on our farm, but through American Farm Bureau policy and state policy as well.
The focus of the Farm Bureau POW program is to enhance participants' leadership skills and aid them in discovering how they can best use their abilities for the benefit of agriculture. Now, Witt farms with his father-in-law near Murfreesboro, where they have row crops, livestock, and specialty crops, and he feels the more opportunities he has to develop his leadership skills, the better chance of keeping his farm profitable and a better ability to share his story with consumers.
We're no different. We don't expect anything less or more on our dinner table than anyone else that's not involved in agriculture. And what we're really focusing on this week within our storytelling module is how to build that relationship, portraying that right message and being able to absorb the comments and the concerns that they have and answer those in an educated way.
Now, the year-long POW program is sponsored by Farm Bureau, Monsanto, the Farm Credit System, and AgriPulse Communications. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.